Bezdas Shem Zvoch, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th, the final chapter in the Rambam, Zichas Ritzich, Shemir Snefesh, the laws of a murderer, and in the second half, which we're in right now, in the laws of protecting one's life, in Sefer Nezikin, the Book of Damages, which in this Perek we conclude with related halacha regarding that of unloading and loading an animal. The Rambam gives halacha aleph regarding the mitzvahs that we just discussed. Misha paga b'chaveda b'derech, if someone encounters his friend on the road, uvehem ter devetzes tachas masa, and his animal is laying beneath its load, whether it was an appropriate load to load up the animal, whether it's more than really the load that's appropriate. Either way, it is a mitzvah lifrig mala. It's a mitzvah to unload it from the animal. It's a mitzvah, as I say, it's a pasuk in Shemot, like it says in the pasuk in Shemot, azav tazavim, you should surely help it. Halacha beis. V'lo yifrig, now don't just unload v'yanechenu nivol v'yelech and leave the guy confounded what to do now that his truck broke down, his animals there laying on the floor, v'yelech and just leave. Rather, you help him load it up. You help him pick it up. And you help him reload the load back on the animal. Shemek says in the pasuk in the bottom, Hakim toki mimoy, you should surely help him lift it up. That's a different positive commandment. One's unloading and one's loading it up. If he left him confounded, he didn't load it. Bitl mitzvah sasei, so he's voided the positive commandment of helping either one, taking off or putting back on. Vava mitzvah sasei, and he's violated a negative prohibition. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, lisidas chamerachicha, don't see your friend's donkey, and you're not going to help. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the obligation in this mitzvah and the format of its obligation. So how you kain? Let's say the person sees this as a kain. And now the animal is weighed down of its load in a cemetery. So then he does not become tummy by going in there to help out. Just like he does not become tummy, which are kind of forbidden to become tummy, to return some of his lost object. So to be the elderly person, the respected personage, that's not the norm for him to unload and load an animal. Since it's not according to his dignity, so part of his exempt. Which halacha dal zakla, this is the rule, because she'ilo hoyse shaloi hoytoin the parik. Now, if it was his own, he would unload and he would load it. Then harizachayv litim alifrik b'shachabay. Then he has an obligation to unload and load it if it's his friend's. Now, but if he wouldn't, then not. Now, v'mhoye chaser, if he was a pious person, v'oislef nimish rizidin, he goes beyond the letter of the law. Even if he's the great leader of the courts, but when he sees his friend's animal laying beneath its load of straw or reeds or rod, that it's not a dignified thing to help out for him. But if he's a chassid, then he unloads and he loads it with him anyway. If a person unloaded and loaded the animal, and again they collapsed, he has to unload and load again. He has to load and unload another time. I feel like maybe 100 times. Shem like says in the pasuk, "Aziv taziv." The word "aziv" is in the current state of the present, which sounds like you got to be doing this now as many times as it requires. Hakam talking imay, you got to help out no matter what it is. The vigor, therefore, tzachli dadis imay at parsa. You actually have to accompany him up until a distance of 4 mil of a parsa. Unless the owner of the load tells him, "I don't need you," but if not, just to make sure that it doesn't collapse again, because you have an obligation to help again, you got to walk with him that distance. Now, when does this obligation start that you have to help out someone who's under a load or to load him up? It's when you see him at a distance, which is like bumping into him. Sharei Nemer, because it says in the pasuk kisid, on the one that it says when you see, this Nemer also says the pasuk kisifka, when you encounter. So that's seeing, that's like encountering. Bekama, how much is that? So Shir Chacham, the sages of Elgar, Meshayir B'Neim, when there's between the two individuals, Masayim B'Shisha B'Sheish Amu Shlish Shlishi Amu. It's 266 and a two-thirds of an Amu. Shuhu Echad M'Shiva Mechseb Mil, which is, that's one part of 7.5 mil. Hayirachim Min Yosem Zeh, but if let's say the distance between the one who's seeing this and the one who's under his animal is in distress, the distance is greater than that. In his Akala, then he's not obligated to go out and help him out. Now, the mitzvah from the Torah is to help him unload the animal for free. But to help him load up the animal, and it is a mitzvah of nitl schadr. So it's a mitzvah, and he gets paid his wages. So too, when we said you have to help him along and walk along with him, he gets wages for that, for accompanying him in that distance. Halachas continues regarding the owner of the animal himself. So, let's say he finds his friend's animal weighed down by its load on the ground. Even though the owners are not there with him, mitzvah lifrig meleha, he has an obligation to, he has a mitzvah to unload the animal, but litna land to load it up. Shemekas says in the pasuk, aziv tasiv, hakim tokim, which it says an extra terminology to tell you, mikam hakim, in all situations, you always have to help out. Then why say with him? It sounds like only if the owner is there. No, that's only if the owner then was there. If it's not there, you have an obligation. But if it was there, and he goes and he sits himself down. But he tells to the guy that encounters him, look, mitzvah, sits on you, there's a mitzvah. If you want to go ahead and unload by yourself, unload. No, then he's exempt. It says with him. It's got to be with him. If he's there and he's not helping, then you have no obligation. But if he's not there, then you have an obligation. So if the owner of the animal was an elderly person or a sick person, that he can't, then of course the one who sees it has to unload and load it by himself. Imoy is only if he's able to, and he's not, then you have no obligation. Let's say the animal is owned by a Gentile. But the load is that of a Jew. So if the Gentile owner of the donkey was the one that was leading after his animal, then you have an obligation to help out because it says chamor achicha, your brother's donkey, and here it's the Gentile's donkey. This that it says chamor sanacha actually means a Jew, as we'll see later on halacha yudal. Now we're talking about here about loading the animal up, but unloading one would still be obligated even the Gentile because it's tarbalachayim, which is deraisa. Now vim lav. Now if the Gentile is not loading, is not leading the animal, rather the Jew who's the one that has his packages on the animal, then chayv lifrik b'litin, then you have an obligation to unload and load the animal, shum tzari so, because the pain of the Jew, who he's the one that hits his packages on the animal. So if let's say the animal is owned by a Jew, and the Jew is leaning after the animal, like the way it normally is, that the owner of the donkey is the one that does this machamer, does the leading, and the load is owned by a Gentile, so again, you have to unload and load because of the pain of the Jew, who is the owner of the animal, who's transporting his animal. But if let's say it's the Gentile's animal and his load, so it's purely of a Gentile, then you have no obligation to be obligated, again, with loading up the animal. Only because of hatred, because see, only helping the Jew and not the non-Jew, so because of that, then one would have an obligation. But from the primary halacha, there's no obligation. Halacha Yud continues a related discussion regarding animals with loads as it applies to the laws of who gets to go first. So chamarim, regarding donkeys, should aglav shalechem hem ru'uyas. If the legs of one of the donkeys are shaky and you can't go very fast like the other ones of the caravan, so his friends cannot go in front of him, malav ma'olav, and to pass him by. But nafal, but once he falls and he can't go at all, then Rishon and Lavim all of them, they could go and pass him. They don't have to stay here because of him. Let's say one of the donkeys were laden with a load. One was riding a donkey. So one has a package and one has a person. And the path is very narrow. And they can't both go at the same time. So you have the one who's riding the animal move to the side. And they have toin because of the one that's carrying the package, because to ride is easier to wait than for the one who's carrying a package. Let's say echaton vecharekon, one is carrying a load and one is empty. So mevirin esarekon neaton, you make the one that's empty move to the side so that the one that's carrying the load could pass by. Echad rochav vecharekon, one's being ridden and one is empty. Mevirin esarekon neher rochav, you move the empty one to the side so the one who's riding could pass. Shneim tun, let's say both donkeys are loaded with a package. Or shneim rochav, both have people riding them. Or shneim rochav, they're both empty, so they're all the same. So they make some type of a compromise, and then they have one pass. Let's say you have two boats that are passing, and they're encountering one with the other at the straits. If they're both going to try to pass at the same time, they're going to sink. If they go one after the other, they'll be able to pass. So they have two camels. They're going up a very high incline, and they encounter each other. If they both pass at the same time, they're going to fall. One after the other, they'll be able to pass. So regarding the boats and the camels, Ketzer and Moisim, what do they do? So if it's Tu'una v'she'en Tu'una, if one is carrying a load and the other one's not, so Tu'tacha she'en Tu'una, ne'at Tu'una, so you push to the side the one that's not carrying a load, because the one that's carrying the load, that one goes first. Let's say one of them is Kereva, let's say one of the boats are closer to the port that it left from, Uruchayka, and the other one is further away from the port that it left from. So Tidach Kerev, you push away the close one, Nishan Kerev, because the one that's not so close, where it's more difficult for the one that's been carrying the load longer, so it goes first. But let's say Shtein Rechaikis, let's say both are far, or Kerev, they're both close, or Tunis, they're both carrying loads. Ha'il Mekulim Medoichik Echad, since they're both under the same pressing circumstances, Hatal Peshur Benem, you make a compromise amongst them, Ve'imal Sachazelzeh, and then they go ahead and they financially compensate the other one who who didn't get that primary benefit. And regarding this, and regarding some of the things, Nemet says the posting vehicle, but tzedek tishvur mesach, with righteousness, you should judge your friends. You should figure out the best way how to negotiate this. Halacha Gimel continues related to this halacha of tzar balachayim. We have pegeya b'shnayim. If someone counts two people, echad revesach mesachas mesach, one has his animal that's weighed down by its load. Vechad parak me'alav, and actually the other one has the animal that was unloaded, but v'lemasa mishitnim, he doesn't have anyone who could help him load it up. So there's two mitzvahs of pre-cantina. So mitzvah lifrik batchila, the mitzvah is first to help unload the animal, mishum tzar balachayim, because of the pain of the living creature, and then he helps the one who needs to be loaded. But when we say this, when both are his enemies or both are his friends. But if one of them is his enemy, one of them is his friend, it's a mitzvah to actually load up first the enemy, two elements. First of all, the enemy first, and also it's even the loading, more than the unloading, to subdue his evil inclination to vanquish his hatred that he has for his enemy, which that's better than the mitzvah of tzar balechayim of unloading the animal. Which Halach Yadala continues and concludes this idea about the significance of a Jewish person. This enemy that we spoke about in the Torah, of helping him, is not from the nations of the world. We're talking about a Jewish person, who that's the one that you should help first if he's an enemy, to even load before unloading the friend. Now, the problem is, how is it possible that a Jew has an enemy that the Pasuk is, so to speak, validating and saying that he's your enemy, but still you should help him? The Pasuk says, you should not hate your brother in your heart. So the sage said to explain, it's whether that Jew saw himself, that person that he hates, because he violated a sin, and he warned him, but he didn't repent. So how is the mitzvah of Sana? It's a mitzvah of him to hate him, because he can't do anything about it. He can't testify because he's one person. It's a mitzvah to hate him actually asks the tshuva until he repents. But yesha midisha, and he returns from his wickedness. So that's what the pasuk is telling you. Va'afa bisha dan lost the tshuva, even though he didn't repent yet. In mitzoy nivel b'masab, if you find him confounded where his animal is with his load, it's not even on the animal; it's actually off. He just wants to load it up. Mitzvah litin v'lifrikim. It's a mitzvah to load and to help him unload, which would apply there too. V'le'yanechenu noitelamas. You shouldn't leave him leaning towards death. What do you mean towards death? Because Shemi Yishabish Vamamainu, because he might come to wait there because of the money. He's not just leaving his packages here on the road, it's somewhere here in some deserted place. And the Yibul Day Sagan might come to a situation of danger. But Tarik Bidal Navshes Yisrael, and the Torah is very particular about the life of a Jew, Bein Rishoyim Bein Zadikim, whether he's wicked like this person who didn't repent, or whether a righteous person. Ma'achashim Nilvim El Hashem, because since they're all part of escorting, that they're all part of the group to Hashem, Umaminim Be'ikar Adas, and he believes in the primary laws and the philosophies of Judaism. So even though he's a wicked person, did a sin, and didn't repent, still he's fart ayid, still a Jew. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Emar aleim, say to them, Chai ani no Hashem lekim, that I live," says Hashem God. Im echbet by meaning by my life, like a type of a shvur. Im echbet b'meisar rosh, if I want, you think Hashem says you think I want the death of the wicked. Kim b'shuv rosh medarke, it's only in the returning of the wicked from his path. V'chaya, and he's going to live. So therefore, Hashem wants them to live, and there you have an obligation to help that enemy who, even though you have a right to hate him, you still have to help him. Sliklu hilchas ritzeh shmiris nefesh b'siyat hashmei. We have concluded the laws of the one who murders and in the obligation of protecting people's lives with heavenly assistance. And we've concluded the 11th of the 14 Sfarim of the Arach HaZaka. And we've concluded the Seyyid Nezikin, the book of damages with Siyat Nishmaya.